ओम शांति, ओम शांति। हाउ इज एवरीवन? कोल्ड, हेड कोल्ड बट हार्ट वार्म। यस, या समबडी सेज इट्स स्विट्जरलैंड वेदर। But if your state of mind is good, weather doesn't affect. Yeah? So are you all taking full benefit? Not wasting any time? Because the time spending here is like earning income. You know, it's not spending, it's earning. See, I was thinking, you know, there are three things. When Baba looks at me, how he will see each one of us. Just imagine. You are coming in front of Baba, sitting in front of Baba. How will Baba look at you? And secondly, when we see each other, how do we see each other? Is it the same? Same way Baba sees me? Yes or no? Answer. See, first you recall. How does Baba see when you go in front of Baba? How Baba looks at you? Can you say? How Baba looks at you? Yeah? Answer. Effort making child. Of course, he would only see the soul, because he is a supreme soul. He won't see the body. Body doesn't matter. But what he sees, that after meeting Baba, you feel uplifted. You feel empowered. Right? So, how that energy jump when Baba looks at you? What? He see the qualities. Yes, definitely. He only see the quality, which we don't even know. What else? And when you see each other, how do you see each other? In body consciousness. Body consciousness? How do you know? You see each other in body consciousness? How? You see the defect. When Baba see me, he see my quality, so he see the soul. When we see each other, we see this big body made out of mud. So we see the weaknesses. Then thirdly, how do you see yourself? How do you look at yourself? It's different. So actually, we should develop the same vision as Baba has for each other and for myself. But we have to practice it. So what I have seen practically is when Baba looks at each other, Baba looks at us, he see in us the three aspects of time. What I was in the past, what I am in the present, what I will be in the future. So he has a lot of appreciation for me. No? That is why the energy jumps with Baba's vision, because Baba also lifts you to his level. Even though he knows my weakness, what I was, but he sees my highest self. So the energy level makes a lot of difference. And when we see each other, we see only the present and the future. Present and the past, not the future. What she was, what he was in the past, what he or she will be in the future, but not always. Most of the time, that is why we see the defect. So that's why we don't, others don't feel that same empowerment. And thirdly, when I see myself, I forget to see the present and the future, only the past. So I get grounded. So I have to change my vision now. Because the most important thing in Brahmin life is to know myself as I am, what I am, and who I am. That is possible when I see myself as Baba sees me. That is why after meeting Baba, after listening to Baba, we have a lot of self-respect. We have a lot of respect for the self. We have a lot of appreciation for the self. In other words, we feel good about ourselves. Not ego. So I must maintain that stage all the time. Respect for myself. Otherwise, we always will be looking out for other people to give me respect. Today Baba said, no, that where there is self-respect, there is automatically humility. The consciousness of I will not come. What did Baba say today? You know, in service also, when you have the consciousness of I, all that you have done disappears. Minus. So that is why it is very important to have self-respect. Respect for myself. And that means I have to begin to see me with the same vision as Baba would see me. Then I will always feel one step above and I can feel myself empowered. So that is what is called soul conscious vision. So in order to know, do that, I must know myself. To be myself, I must know myself as I am, what I am, and who I am. So do you all know yourself? Do you know yourself as you are, what you are, and who you are? How many of you? Raise your hand. Do I know myself as I am? What it means, as? As refers to as, my form, as I am, point of light, that's all. I am not man, I am not woman, I am not slim, I am not fat, I am not red, I am not black. I am tiny point of light, as. Then what refers to what I am? What am I? What am I? My qualities, the soul qualities. I am peace, I am love, yeah? So that is my intrinsic qualities. Even if they cut my body into pieces, of course they cannot cut the soul. Even if they do, these are the things will come out, because that is in the soul, nothing else. So what am I? My qualities. And who am I? Very important. That means, who am I? My role in the drama. You know? So I have to know these three things accurately, correctly. In this, I should not underestimate myself, overestimate myself. Exactly as I am, what I am, who I am. That is called self-respect. And Baba makes us realize that when we come in front of him. So that is called, first of all, Dadi was saying yesterday, the first step is understanding what I am, as I am, what I am, who I am. And second is realizing, yes, I am that. Then the third stage is transforming. Unless you have realization, you cannot transform. Unless you have understanding, you cannot realize. You know, they say that there was a man who was looking at the mirror and he could not see himself clearly. So he thought that the mirror was not clean. So he was cleaning the mirror every day and looking at it. Still he could not see himself clearly. One good day he realized it was not the mirror that was dirty. His face was dirty. So then he began to clean his face. Then it was okay. You know? So I have to actually understand as I am, what I am, through knowledge. Then I can see myself. Realize means to real eye. See me with the real eye. So that is why one of the definition of self-respect is to evaluate myself both negatively and positively. That is called realization. Yeah? No one is good, no one is bad. Right? So I have to know both side of me. I know my specialities and I know my defects. That is called realizing myself as I am, what I am, who I am. Have you? Huh? Do you all know your weakness and your specialities? Huh? If I ask you, each one of you, to say one speciality and one weakness, can you? Yes? Can you know? Can you say it out? Usually what people say, you know, oh, I can say my weakness, you know. I don't think I have any speciality. Is that your answer? Huh? Because we think that to speak about my speciality is ego. I speak about my speciality, this is ego. So I say, I don't have any speciality, I think, you know. I got, but I don't want to speak. I want other people to say to me, then I feel good. So, not to know my speciality is also a weakness. Of course, we know not to know my weakness is a weakness anyway. You know, it's like cleaning the mirror instead of cleaning your face. But I must know both. So neither you will suffer from depression nor from ego. That is called self-respect. Then you are able to play whatever role that is given to you happily. That's another definition. Self-respect means accept my role. Because first you understand, realize, transform, accept. So you accept your role. Do you accept your role? Do you enjoy playing your role? Or sometimes some Brahmins say, I wish I had my role like yours, you know. I like your role. I don't like my role. Is there anybody like that? I don't like my role. But who will play your role if you don't? Huh? I can't play your role. You can't play my role. So, self-respect means accept my role and play my role happily. So if you do that, today you may be an ordinary actor and tomorrow you become a hero actor. Because nobody is born a hero actor. Have you heard? No. An ordinary actor over a time become a hero actor, right? Just because they play their role happily. Accept it. Yeah? So, are you all happy with your role? No. No. That means you have not recognized yourself, who you are. That's it. You have not recognized yourself, who you are. If you have recognized who you are, you will accept your role and play it very happily. So happily that anybody looks at your role, say, once more. Right? Everybody will applaud. So from today, I will tell you one secret. How to accept my role and play my role happily. Secret. What is the secret? You can tell everybody. It's a secret. But you can tell everybody. Usually, when somebody tells you a secret, say, don't tell anybody. This is open secret. The secret is, you want to know? Really? And you can tell everybody? You can shout to the world. The secret is, no one can play my role as best as I could. That's the secret. That allows you to accept your role and play your role happily. Why no one can play your role as best as you could? Because you are the only person who can play that role. You are important. You know, we are all like little screws in a small wristwatch. Little screw. You can't get away with one screw and make the watch work. No. Even if one screw is not okay, the watch is useless. So that means that important. So you must have that intoxication. I am important. Without me, the drummer cannot move. You know, without that little screw, the watch cannot move. So that little screw is so important. Right? So you are so important. But sometimes we forget that. That we are special. You know, we compare ourselves with others. So you must understand there is a difference between part and role. You know, Baba says, within the soul, the part of 84 births is recorded. Baba never said, the role of 84 births is recorded. Right? No. Baba never used the word role. He say, 84 births, part. So when I mix part with my role, when I compare my role with others, then I cannot play my role. Part is different. Part is fixed on the basis of the role you play. Because sometimes, you know, many Brahmins, after being in knowledge for 20 years, 30 years, question mark, I don't know what is my role in this Brahmin family. I don't know. You know your role? You don't know. So what? What it means? What have you done all these years then? This much you don't know your role? How one gets a role to play? Yeah? How one gets a role to play in the drama? You know, each one of us, as I said, have specialities, right? Each one of us. Because some of us recognize our speciality and use it as a gift from God, in God's work. So, when our speciality is being displayed in action, other people trust me. That's how you are given a role. Now, sometimes people compete and say, why I am not given that role to play? Why she is given? You know? But why you are not given that role? You ask yourself. Because you have not practically showed in action, displaying, you know, your speciality in Baba's task. We become like backbenchers. Only comment. Oh, if I was given that role, I would have played better. She didn't play it so well. But why you don't come on and do it? You don't do it. But you just sit back and comment. Huh? That's easy, isn't it? You know? But role to play, you know, a role that is given, because we are not born with a role. We have a part of 84 births, of course. But each birth we have a role to play. So that role is based on how we are offering ourselves, volunteering, use our specialities in Baba's task. So that humility gives you a role. You know, you have the humility to offer your specialities in Baba's task. And when it is being observed over a period of time, people trust you. So you, that becomes your role. You know, if you ask anybody today, like in the yajna, when they all came, they were all small children, like Dadi Janki, for example. She was not, didn't study in the school at all. You know, like Chandramani Dadi at least went to school for a few years. But, see, they recognized their specialty and they offered it to Baba, used it. So, seeing their specialty used in a humble way, they keep on getting chances. They are given chances. You know, sometimes Brahmins say, "Oh, I was never given a chance, otherwise I would have improved." That one always gets a chance. But then you can also become a chancellor. Chancellor means take a chance. Offer yourself. But I sit back. You know, I don't use, so my speciality dies off. So I always feel I don't have a role to play. You know? So you can recognize your role in this Brahmin family on the basis of your own knowing your speciality, offering that speciality with humility and using as God's gift. It goes on multiplying. You become an expert in that one day. You will be known in the Brahmin family with that title, you know, like heart specialist, eye specialist, like, you know, people become famous in the world because they are specialized. So you will be known in the Brahmin family with that, you know, your role will be glorified. So I need to first of all accept, no, without comparison. See now, Dadi Janki cannot play the role of Dadi Prakashmani, you know. Dadi Janki cannot become Dadi Gulzar, isn't it? They cannot compete. Oh, if Baba comes in me, why you not comes in me also? I'm the administrative head. No, she has a different role to play. Yeah? She has a different role to play. So there is a kind of complementary, you know. So then we can work together in harmony. What I wanted to say was, you know, this knowing myself, very important. So when other people talk about my speciality or weakness, I will not be shocked. Because sometimes we are upset, we are disturbed when other people talk about our weakness. Why? That's body consciousness. Why I get upset when somebody talks about my weakness? Because I do not know. Because I only have the ego of my speciality, that's all. But if I already know my weaknesses, I won't get upset. So I keep attention to overcome that. I tell them, thank you for drawing my attention. But here we go and get upset. You know, they insulted me, they criticized me. In fact, it's not. They're helping me to improve. So that is why, you know, Dadi always says, in giving respect to yourself, you must have an honest heart. Don't misunderstand giving respect as having ego. Of course, it can become ego. if it is not balanced, you know, if you only know your speciality, not weakness, it can become ego. But when you see your speciality with your weakness together, no ego can come. You know, they give the example of a peacock. You know peacock? Peacock is very beautiful, very beautiful. But, you know, when the peacock looks down and looks at its feet, one of the feet of the peacock is crooked. So, it says that sometimes the peacock has tears. You know, it's weakness. So, then you cannot have ego of your speciality. The I will automatically become humble. But doesn't mean then I don't have any speciality. No. So, this is a kind of a balance, very important. So, they say, you know, we are three in one. In knowing ourselves, we are three in one. Now you have to do this exercise, huh? Prepare with your notebook. See, one is what I think I am. And the second thing is what others think I am. And then third is what I really am. It's a different story. So to find out exactly answers for this, what I want you to do now, listen carefully, write the name of three animals you like. Animals, not reptiles, four-legged animals. Name of three animals name, right. You will discover something about yourself today. Name of three animals, yeah, like dog and cow, like example. But whatever you like. So first, write three names. Four-legged one. Huh? Not birds. Only animal. Huh? Only three. Huh. You like very much. Huh? And then, three qualities for each one of them. Three qualities you admire for each one of them. Right. Name of three animals. Write it. And then three qualities for each animal. Right. Three each. Three qualities. Right. Where is your pen notebook, sister? You're sitting with closed eyes. No, but write. Oh, write it. Then you will see yourself. Sometimes it's so difficult to, think we already know it. But then when we start thinking, three qualities of each animal, what are those I like very much? So hard to think. We write one, two and run out. Yeah? Got it? Anyone has finished? You have? Okay, what are the three animals? No, three qualities I want. That is what I said already. Three animals and three qualities of each animal. Who has written? Finish. All three? Okay. Read.
The first one is quality, patience,
elephant, first one, patience, humble, loyalty. Okay, second one? Deer, deer. What is that? Agility means what? Oh, quick, okay. Okay, quick, quick. Huh?
Friendly.
Beautiful. And the third one?
Third one is lion.
Lion. Okay, okay. Anybody else want to read what they have written? Who has finished? Yes? Horse. Okay. Dog. Empathy, okay. Okay. Cat. Okay. Anybody else? Yes. Elephant. Okay. Squirrel. Squirrel is not an animal.
Four legs.
Four legs, okay. It's more or less like a little. Yeah, tree, okay. Now, each one of you look into what you have written and listen to what I say, okay? So, the first name of the animal, like for example, brother, you read first one? Elephant. What are the three qualities? So, that is what you think you are. The first one. That is what you think you are. You think you are an elephant. And the second one, what others think you are. What is that? Huh?
Deer.
Deer. And third one, what you really are is lion. You think you are an elephant, but you are a lion. So the three qualities of the lion. Yeah. So does it match with you? Yes. Yeah, little bit. So that is what you are. Because that's what, you know, it's an experiment done in psychology also to know what I am, what others think I am. Because many times we are living in illusion. You know, thinking I am something. But I am not. Or sometimes I always go according to what other people think I am. That's also I am not real. But what I am really is something. You know, it comes out from time to time. So I have to be what I am. I don't have to pretend what others think. I don't have to imagine, you know, what I think I am. So then I am able to live with my self-respect. So take your identity today. The third one, that is what you are. You know? Who are you? Yeah. Of course we are souls, there is no doubt, but among souls, different categories, number-wise, that is why Baba says, no? Baba says number-wise. So it is very important to bring that self-appreciation. You know, self-respect is actually self-appreciation. Accepting yourself. You know, even if you did not do something well, it's okay. I will improve. Not becoming hopeless. You know, I tried my best, I couldn't. Because, you know, Baba always gives the example of the spider. Spider never give up. You know, it will try to climb the wall and will fall down. It second time it will try to climb the wall, fall down. But third time somehow it will hold the grip and build a web and stay there. Same thing with, you know, we heard about, you know, Edmund Hillary, you know, who climbed the Mount Everest. First time he tried, he couldn't, but he didn't give up. Second time also he tried, never give up. Third time he got. So Baba's slogan is, try, try, try till you succeed. Never give up. Because to give up is cowardness. No, but that's why Baba says, victory is your birthright. So I have to conceive this idea first, that victory is my birthright, and every kalpa I have become victorious. You have the vision of that in your mind. That is what is called conceiving a thought. You know? Why they say, whatever you conceive, whatever, first of all, whatever you perceive, you have to perceive, you have to see that vision. I have been victorious kalpa after kalpa. Then you conceive that idea. Make that thought your own. And you achieve. Nothing happens just like that. Whatever you perceive, you conceive. And whatever you conceive, you achieve. So if I'm always thinking of myself, I am no good at this, I am no good at that, so I will never be. You know, no one is born a leader, no one is born a hero actor, but you become. So it begins here. So that's why today also Baba said, no, this word 5,000 years before is a word nobody can copy. They can copy anything. But once again words, only Brahma Kumaris. When Baba would ask, have you met me before? Nobody will ask this question in the world. Because they know that we never met before. This is the first time. But only in Raja Yoga we can ask this question. Why? Because we have the knowledge that whatever is happening is identical repetition. You understand? Huh? You were sitting here like this 5,000 years ago? Huh? And how many times you will sit like this in the future? Huh? So it is just repetition. So I don't have to make any hard effort. You know, Baba says, you have to make effort first, then reward. If you say, okay, if the cycle is repeating identically, let it repeat, I will sit down here, it will happen by itself. No. So that is why I have to remember, it is preordained, yet to be ordained. That is the effort. It's preordained. That means everything that is happening is short. It's preordained. It's short. It's just a repetition. But the secret, again, another secret. Yet to be ordained. Why we say that? Because drama is ever new, ever new, N-E-W. Drama never gets old. Do you get bored with drama? Do you get bored with drama? Is drama the same always? Every second is different. It's not the same. Because it's new. It never gets old. This is the secret. It is identical repetition, but it never gets old. That is why we say drama is ever new, because we never knew. K-N-E-W. New. Because now, which actor is going to come inside the hall? Which actor is going to get up, stand and walk out? We don't know. It's in suspense, isn't it? But once it happens, nothing new. So remember this secret. Drama is ever new because we never knew, but it is nothing new. Then you will always remain stable. Make effort to get things done. You understand? So that's why Baba says, even though the drama is short, Baba says, always remember you are in front of the camera. Your every act is going to be short. Shooting is taking place. But once the time passed, then we say drama. So we have a choice to fix our part in the drama now. That's why the time is important. So Dadi was saying, you know, those who have recognition of the self, they have recognition of the time. That's the proof. If you have recognized yourself, you will also recognize time. So you make effort. You make effort. That means take initiative to make things happen. That's how our number goes forward. Those who say, okay, are you going to come tomorrow for a Murni Murli class? If you ask any student, they say, well, if I have come 5,000 years ago. So, they are proving themselves, they are not fortunate. They are drawing a line on their fortune. Is that the way, right way to use drama? Yeah, you make effort, but apart from that, it did not happen, then you say drama. But before you start the car, you put the brake. How will the car start? So sometimes we don't use knowledge properly. Instead of helping yourself, you harm yourself. So like, you know, instead of respecting myself, I develop ego. You know, what is ego? A false belief that you have developed about yourself. That is ego. You know, I know everything. I can do everything, you know. A false belief. And when you develop a false belief, what happens? You become attached to that belief. And then, because you have attachment, you have fear, because you don't want to lose it. See, why? That is why people who have ego get angry very fast. That is a practical sign. Have you seen? Anybody who has ego, they always have anger. Why? Because they are scared of losing their identity. When they are disrespected, especially, they get very angry. They cannot take the insult because they are scared of losing their image. So anger is used to defend myself. You know, it's a kind of a weapon. But inside I am fear. Outside I am showing off. So that is no respect. So if I have respect for myself, if someone insult me, I still respect that person. Because they are insulting me, because they do not have respect for themselves. They do not know their speciality. They have ego and they are making somebody low by insulting. So I won't become low because they said something. I will still maintain my speciality because I know myself. But today, you know, we don't know ourselves because we don't give enough time to ourselves. We always like to listen to comments given by people. If they give good comments, we feel good. And if somebody don't give good comments, I feel already lack of interest, enthusiasm. But they don't know me what? How much they know me? So this is why I should not dance according to people's comments. Let them say anything. I should know myself. So that is why Baba says, give enough time to know yourself. Who am I? What is my role? So then you will not be affected. No matter what other people say, you know, comments, you can just remain stable. And even if someone insult you, disrespect you, you keep giving respect. You know, everybody has right to give their opinion, okay? Take it that way. So if somebody pass a comment about you, don't take it seriously. You understand, oh, they just gave their opinion. It's okay. That's your opinion. Fine. Anybody can give any opinion, isn't it? But I don't have to take it seriously. But then the thing is that I take it personally and I get affected. Now, you know, we call it as E perspective. There is letter E now. You can look at letter E in different ways. You can look at letter E as M. You can look at letter E as W. You can look at letter E as 3. It's okay. So, it's different way of looking at it, isn't it? So, if somebody is passing a comment, so they are having a different perspective. So it's okay, you appreciate it. Just like, you know, 4 people sitting at a table, giving different opinion. So it is not like a conflict. They are giving different opinion, looking at the word E in different way. It's okay. At that time my responsibility, I agree to disagree. No conflict. Understand. So it is their opinion. It is their perspective. So everybody will have perspective according to their belief system. You know? So it's okay. You know? Like they say, you know, 2 people were looking out through the prison, cell of a prison. One person saw the stars in the sky, another person saw the mud. Both were looking out through the same window. Why the other person saw this? And because their belief system is different. So if I can just make myself understand, remain in my self-respect, look at me as Baba see me, know myself, you know, then I can be myself. Without having any kind of prejudices without having any kind of hatred, you know, any kind of bad feelings for anybody. So this is why, you know, I was asking the question in the beginning, always have your vision towards yourself as Baba would have. Don't worry about anybody. Then you will feel always uplifted, empowered. Because anybody goes in front of Baba, his vision empowers them. His words empower souls. So that is an act of charity. Anybody who comes in front of you, empower them. Don't disempower them. Say for example, if they get angry with you, you don't get angry with them. That is called empowering them. But if you get angry with a person who is anger, you are actually disempowering yourself. So when you don't get angry, you empower them with peace. So we don't live with this principle, no? Tit for tat, tooth to tooth, nail to nail, no. No, it's okay. So if I respond to them in a positive way, my positive energy will empower them. So I really like that expression the other day, I think I have shared with you. There is no problem in the world actually. It's all situations. The problem is my reaction to the situation. Otherwise the problem is powerless. I make it powerful by reacting to it. So don't react. You know, don't react. That shows you have a powerful mind. Maybe not externally you react, you know, by getting angry or, but internally also getting upset, getting disturbed. You know the energy level change when you react. So that I should not allow. That is effort. So take that gift from Madhuban this time. I will not react to situation, people. I will remain stable. To remain stable means to think good and maintain my positive energy level. My energy level should not be affected.